Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen. This is our program. On this show, as you know, we debate hot button issues and we solve them once and for all. We have, of course, solved, I believe, six incredibly burning issues so far this semester, and we've got another one tonight. This one is going to be a big one. Let me introduce our two debaters for the night. And, of course, you all know that the two debaters previously have won debates, so they, if you're a regular listener, you already know them. But here we go. Debater number one, please.
Yes, hello. I'm the boogeyman. You might not recognize me because I'm taking the form of a Teddy Ruxpin doll.
Yeah, I was wondering why that you look like a bear.
Yeah, isn't it kind of freaky how, like, my eyes blink, my mouth doesn't really move with the words, and I just kind of turn my head like this?
Yeah, it's sort of weird.
Yeah.
Are you really being played off of tape right now, or?
Yes. This is entirely pre-recorded, so don't expect me to say anything that might be, you know, deviate from the script.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And so, the boogeyman. And debater number two.
Hi, I'm Giorgio.
Giorgio, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And, of course, you are a cooking show host.
No, I was a guest.
Oh, you were a guest?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were a host. Okay, so, but you are an expert of some sort.
Of course I am.
Okay, well, as long as that's true. We have, as I'm sure you can gather from who our guests are, we have a very important issue tonight of classic age-old question of, pirates versus ninjas. Who would win in a fight? Now, as I'm sure everybody knows, the boogeyman says that pirates would win, and Giorgio thinks that ninjas would win. Now, we don't really have... There's no opposing... I mean, there's no negative side, so we're just going to start with pirates. We'll let you say why, Mr. Boogeyman. Why pirates? Should I call you Boogeyman, or should I call you Teddy Ruxpin?
Boogie Ruxpin works just fine.
Boogie Ruxpin.
Yeah. I like
Mr.
the sound of that.
Ruxpin.
It sounds like a dance move of some sort.
Boogie Ruxpin. He's breaking into a Boogie Ruxpin.
I am right now.
All right. Well, tell us why pirates would defeat ninjas.
Well, because pirates are just plain terrifying. I mean, if you're a trader and if you have some kind of seafaring vessel and you're moving gold from wherever to wherever, and if you see a pirate ship coming, you're probably going to crap yourself. And that's the kind of fear that the boogeyman respects. I endorse that wholeheartedly.
Because they're deadly, or?
Yeah, and they have like that really cool black flag with the skull and crossbones on it.
That's a great band.
No, the actual flag.
Sorry, proceed.
Which, by the way, I had that copyrighted way before they started using it, but, you know, it's still pretty cool. The pirates are pretty badass, so I let them use it.
Well, that's kind of confusing. Like, doesn't that mean poison? Does that mean they're poisonous?
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever tried to eat a pirate?
No.
Well, that's why you're still alive.
Oh, is it their blood, or?
Well, you know, it's from all the gay sex on the ship.
I'm sorry?
Well, pirates, there's no such thing as girl pirates.
Oh, so piracy is automatic homosexuality.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's partially what's terrifying, because, I mean, what's scarier than a ship full of man love?
Wow. Well, I'm a little disturbed, I must say. But, all right, well, let's go on to Giorgio. Giorgio, why would you say that actually ninjas would beat pirates?
You know who doesn't get the crap scared out of them by pirates?
Who?
Ninjas!
Okay, and why is that?
Okay, obviously this boogie fellow has never seen the internet.
Well, I don't know.
Are you familiar with the internet?
Yeah, I often use it to terrify people with furries.
What?
I don't think you want to know.
Okay, so, the important thing here is ninjas can just drop out of the sky and snap your neck like that. And I think that by the time a pirate would even realize that their neck would snap, they would be dead.
Wow.
Well, now, have you ever seen hardcore kids dance? It's like they've been sicked upon by invisible ninjas.
Okay.
And they usually die.
They die from dancing?
No, from the invisible ninjas.
There are invisible ninjas.
I think that's the ecstasy overdose.
Okay. Well, how do ninjas drop from the sky? What are they
because
in?
They Plains? Hide. They can be in trees or like on the side of a building.
Okay, so not really the sky, just above you.
On the internet, there's this thing, and it's got the ninja, and you can ask him questions.
Okay.
That guy is really badass.
Really?
And I think that he would easily take a pirate. Similarly, that ninja named Roger that hates you.
I hope you realize who you're trying to lecture on hiding, because I am the boogeyman. I hide under people's beds all the time. And I have yet to be surprised by a ninja.
Well, so he can out-hide a ninja, really?
How do you know that the ninjas just start attacking you? Because if the ninjas have no reason to pursue you, then of course that wouldn't happen.
Well, also, you're not a pirate, so it's sort of a moot.
Yeah, and the onus of proof is on you.
No, wait, why is that?
What?
It's because if she has the proof, what?
I'm a man, baby.
Oh, okay.
More of a man than you'll ever be, boogie girl.
No, boogie man. That's right in his name.
Yes, boogie man. It's in my title.
Yeah,
it's official.
Whatever.
It's recognized.
All right, well, we do have an expert here who does want to say something.
Yes, thank you, Frank Allen.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Arbitron Supreme.
Arbitron supreme.
Yes.
And you are?
The decider.
I thought that was somebody else.
Much like many organic conclusions, it is wrong.
Oh, so you're a robot.
Yes.
Okay. And what are you here to tell us?
I am here to reveal the truth.
The answer of the debate, you mean? Or?
No, the debate is false.
I'm sorry?
Pirates and ninjas are organic and inferior. None shall be able to overcome the killer robots.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because we actually have learned on this show before that monkeys could beat robots.
Incorrect.
Well, no, we decided.
Yes, as previously highlighted, organic decisions, incorrect.
Okay, well, even if that was true, which I don't know.
It is.
That doesn't have a bearing on this. The question is, pirates or ninjas, which one would win?
Which one is most robot-like?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. I guess pirates have a hook hand.
All pirates do?
Some. I don't know any ninjas.
Hook hand pirates will prevail.
You could say that pirates are much like cyborgs. They usually
cyborgs
have
are inferior.
Cyborgs are scary.
Okay.
Robots do not know fear.
Boogeyman's afraid of cyborgs.
No, I think he scares people with cyborgs.
Whatever.
What are you afraid of?
Nothing.
I know.
What?
Earthworms coming through the shower head. It happened this morning. Guess who did it?
He's making that up.
Are you sure?
No. Yes.
Look, Frank, fear is irrelevant when you have laser hands.
Do you have laser hands?
No.
Oh, well then. So then fear is totally relevant.
I do not have a fear unit.
Okay, maybe you should upgrade.
Why?
To have fear.
So that I can become a mindless thrall of the boogeyman?
Whoa. Exactly.
Illogical.
Oh, but as opposed to a mindless thrall to your programming.
The supreme computer.
Well, that's what I'm referring to, yeah. All right, well, no.
Blessing is upon its name.
All right, we've got this boogeyman here. He says pirates win. We've got this cook show guest who says...
You can just say man.
This man. Well, that's not specific enough. We've got Whatever. This cooking show guest man who says ninjas win, and I need something that will influence me on that.
Very well.
Please.
Both shall fail.
But they can't. One of them has to win. They can't. What, are they going to kill each other?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Robots will pick up the pieces.
So it's a tie. You're calling in to tell us it's a tie. Okay, well.
How does technology factor in?
It doesn't. Pirates have gunpowder and cannons. All right.
Then the pirates will win.
Well, clearly. Okay, so you go for pirates. I'm just going to stop you there.
They
so
have
that
the tech
you don't
advantage.
Change your mind. Pirates win. Okay.
They often carry laptops now, I hear.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, different kind of pirate.
Well,
apparently so do ninjas, though they wouldn't have their own webcam shows.
Wait, we're not talking about music pirates?
Oh, ninjas have webcams?
Yes.
Do they have lasers?
No.
Hold on.
But neither do pirates.
No, music pirates do have webcams, but not, well, I guess they have CD lasers.
What is the lethality on that?
I don't know. I've never seen a dead CD. Well, I do have some more experts.
Oh,
so.
Five is the lethality?
No, I didn't say that. I don't know where you're
that
getting
that calculator
this.
Did.
Okay, a calculator has calculated it then.
Beep.
All right, well, Arbitron, thank you for
Arbitron Supreme.
Supreme. Thank you for
Alan
calling.
Frank.
No, Frank Allen.
See, you don't like it when your name is mispronounced either.
It wasn't a pronunciation problem. If you just called me Frank, I'd be okay with it. Anyway, the point is, I do have some other
Okay,
experts.
Frank.
No, that's not... All
right. My point is proven.
No. If I called you Arbitron... Look, okay, let's move on. I have another expert, please.
My name's El Paso Jones.
El Paso Jones.
That's correct.
All right.
I'm here to call in order to question what I feel is the validity of this very argument.
Everybody is questioning my argument.
I've been studying the terms, and I believe that the question is flawed.
In what way?
You present an A or B proposition such that were I to study the problem and come up with a solution to it, I would be able to choose only A, pirates, or B, ninjas as the answer to the debate.
Well,
however,
ideally, yes.
The correct answer to who would prevail in a fight is not one of the two choices with which I am presented, i.e. cowboys.
We have, okay, so far
That's
we've got
absurd.
Robots and cowboys would win in a fight.
Robots are supreme.
Cowboys would defeat robots. Incidentally,
incorrect.
Spacemen as well.
Aren't the cowboys also gay? I think the ninjas are the only, like, serious manly men here like me.
If no one's seen a ninja, how would you know that they're straight?
You see them right before they die.
Then who's gonna tell you
May
about
I
it?
Remind you, correlation does not imply causation. The large number of gay cowboys does not imply that the reason they are gay is because they are cowboys, or that the reason they are cowboys is because they are gay.
Well, I guess by that logic, just because you
logic
see...
Logic does not correlate to humans.
Just because you see a ninja before you die doesn't mean the ninja killed you, right?
That's correct. Many people have seen ninjas before they have died, but have not been killed by ninjas. I personally...
They were often killed by robots.
...have traveled around the world, seen many things, including ninjas, ninjas and am not dead. Therefore, seeing ninjas does not cause death. It's a clear argument. Quad erat
human unit.
Doom.
Human unit, what is your location?
El Paso. That's why they call me El Paso.
All right.
Very well.
El Paso, I have a question for you then. Let me put it to you this way. Let's say there were two cowboys, all right?
There are more than two.
No, but let's say two specific ones.
Yes.
And the first one moved to Japan and studied the art of ninjutsu.
Correct.
While another one took to the high seas.
Yes.
And became a scalawag of the seven seas. Then they met back up at the OK Corral. Which one of them would win in a fight?
Well, you said two specific cowboys, yet you have failed to define your terms by naming the two cowboys.
The first one
your
was John.
Your argument is flawed in that you are nominally deficient, sir.
They're both named John. They have different last names.
John what?
Smith and Jones.
Jones, obviously, because that is me.
You're not John Jones. You're El Paso Jones.
El Paso is a nickname.
So did you sail the seven seas or did you take up ninjutsu?
How could I have reached the area of expertise to which I have leveled without a certain amount of travel and a certain amount of study in this world? I, sir, have read books and incidentally met a large number of people.
All right.
And
I believe you, but this is, let's say they're John Smith and John Jacobs. Which one would win then?
One has studied ninjutsu.
Yeah.
And one has traveled.
Now, definitionally, a
pirate involves the plunder and theft and removal of property which belongs to another sovereign human being.
Correct.
Near travel across the seven seas does not make one a pirate.
He became a scalawag. He stole things.
He stole things.
Lots of things.
Now,
killed people.
The mere theft of property involves making one a thief.
All right.
Whereas not.
All right. You know
Frank
what?
Frank Allen.
You're right.
Frank Allen.
Yeah.
Would you like this unit deleted?
No. It's okay. He says, you said robots. He said cowboys. If you have to delete him, you have to delete yourself.
Very well. Deleting unit.
Well, you have to delete yourself now, too.
No.
What do you mean? All right. Look, Boogeyman, if you could please answer not only why robots and cowboys would lose, but more specifically, why you think pirates would beat ninjas.
Well, I mean, I do want to address the cowboy thing. There's nothing scary about a cowboy.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I mean, I saw Brokeback Mountain and I cried a little bit, but that's about it. Whereas I saw Pirates of the Caribbean and I just about crap myself.
You know, although to be fair, I don't think those were cowboys. Those were sheep boys, right?
Oh.
Because they were herding sheep, right?
Oh, well, I guess cows would be a little bit more hardcore than sheep. They're kind of fluffy and cute.
Sheep?
Yes.
Are you okay? Okay, well, we do have... Giorgio, did you want to comment on the cowboy robot issue, or...
What's the point?
Well, to win the debate, I think.
Wait, a robot versus cowboy?
No,
that's not what we're here to debate.
No, okay, you're right. You're right. That's fair. We do have one more expert who I think...
I will not justify that with a response.
Hopefully, this expert will answer the cowboy...
Pirates and ninjas.
The pirates and ninja thing and not the robots.
You want the expert
thing.
To win? Obviously, this
no,
is
No, I
fixed.
Don't want the expert... Okay.
I think it's time for me to take over your show, Frank Allen.
No, please. Expert...
I have experience.
You were a guest, and you're a guest on this show, too. Here's my final expert. This one is a good one.
Certainly been known to win.
So who is this?
This is the second and even more powerful Captain Astounding.
Captain Astounding?
Earth's mightiest defender, a man from space.
Wow.
And as such, uniquely qualified to stare down at humans, observe their petty struggles, and decide which one is right and which one is wrong.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Pirates or ninjas?
I can see points in both. Let me elaborate my arguments.
Please.
You are actually helpless to stop me from elaborating my arguments.
It's
funny
true.
Story.
Go ahead.
On the one hand, pirates have definite advantage in that they have cannon. On the other hand, if a ninja is halfway competent, and many are, they will be undetectable and certainly very difficult to hit with the large, clumsy weaponry of a pirate.
What about like a cutlass thing?
You make an interesting point, Frank Allen.
Might I add that ninjas don't have planks?
Of course they have planks. They split them with their hands.
That's true.
And
they
heads.
Don't have them. They break them. Like idiots. It's their most useful tool. They can make people walk
That's
off those
not
things.
True. They have many other useful tools. They have nunchucks and the ninja stars and all that fun stuff.
Well.
And those big pole stick things.
So Captain Amazing. Hold on.
Astounding.
You're a captain. Captain Astounding, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're a captain. Are you like a sea captain? Have you ever fought a pirate?
Don't be ridiculous.
No. Okay.
I have long since transcended the sea.
You've transcended the sea?
Yes. I hover 16 miles above it in orbit around the Earth.
Okay.
Waiting for something halfway interesting to occur.
And so you called our show? Great. Thank you.
Not a problem. I had to do something to keep me occupied.
Oh, I thought this was the interesting
thing.
Oh, no. All right. Well, look. Can you give me a solid answer? Pirates, ninjas, where do you come down in the long run, in the end?
Well, for a while I saw some pirates. All kinds of pirates. High seas pirates, music pirates, ass pirates, and I find that my death gaze can annihilate all of them from space.
Okay.
Ninjas, on the other hand, far more difficult to see and only come in one variety. For simplicity's sake, I can only support them.
So you go with ninjas?
Thank you.
Anytime.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, well, Boogeyman, Boogie Ruxpin, if you will, how do you answer this charge? He can destroy pirates, he can't destroy ninjas.
I don't think he can destroy either, to be honest.
Well, he says he can.
No, he's a little sissy baby. He cries at night when it's dark. He has a little nightlight, and when you turn it off, he cries.
That's hot.
Is that true?
I will remind you.
Okay.
That I'm in orbit around the Earth, and so suffer neither day nor night.
Frank Allen.
Yeah?
He is also vulnerable to knives.
Is he?
Silence! No one can know my secret weakness.
It is one weakness.
Okay. That's, well, you know what?
Isn't that everybody's weakness?
I think both pirates and
robots
ninjas
are impervious.
Both pirates and ninjas have knives.
It's true, but very few of their knives are 16 miles high.
That's also accurate. I've never met...
There was one pirate with a 16-mile-high knife.
What happened? Clearly surpassing every ninja.
No more.
You killed
ninjas
him?
Don't need 60-mile-high knives.
Well, could a ninja kill Captain Astounding?
Armed with a knife.
Obviously.
How?
He just said that knives
stabbing
are...
Stabbing is the procedure.
But he's 16 miles up.
No one must ever know!
You don't think ninjas can leap that high in the air?
16
totally
miles.
Can. Yeah, come on.
Well, it would be simplicity for a robot.
Let me put it this way. Why would ninjas need giant mecha robots piloted by little schoolgirls if they could jump that high?
Nobody said the ninjas
robots
needed
would
robots.
Never work with ninjas.
All right. Well, we do have to go on to the final arguments. Now, let me do as I did once before. For your final argument, Mr. Ruxpin, instead of just retelling us why you think pirates would win, I want you to describe for us a pirate ninja battle in which the pirates win. Tell us how it would happen. Show us how it would go down.
Okay. It'd be very simple because...
Okay.
All right, you're out in the middle of the ocean, right?
Okay.
Shark infested waters.
Uh-huh.
There's a storm brewing. The ninjas are trying to swim out to the boat, and the pirates, they just kind of sail away.
Well, that's not a fight.
No, but they drown before they even get to the fight.
Ninjas don't drown.
Well, hold on. I'll get to your version of the fight in a minute, but...
Sorry, Frank.
No, it's not a problem. All right, so... No, but what if they... Well, what if they had a ninja boat? They could have a ninja boat.
A ninja boat?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be able to see it, so what's the point? They'd obviously lose.
Maybe it's a blue boat.
Oh, that's an amazing idea. How come the military hasn't taken advantage of that technology yet?
I don't know.
What? Blue?
But what about this, Frank? What if the sun is setting and the water is orange, the blue boat's going to stand right out?
Look, my point is this. I want you to tell me about a fight where they meet. I don't want them not to make it to the fight. I want everybody at the fight and tell me how it goes down.
Okay, well, probably what would happen is the ninjas would be like all sneaking around and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then a pirate would just like swing off a rope and then just, you know, say, Avasti, and just poke at him until he fell off the boat.
The ninja?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poke at the ninja.
And then make him throw, and then the sharks would eat him.
Yeah. And then, you know, and probably the pirate would laugh like, ah, ha, 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 like that or something.
That's not even a pirate's laugh.
That right, is well, a pirate's laugh.
Let's go on to Giorgio. Giorgio, tell me how you envision this fight. Pirates versus ninjas. Tell us how the ninjas win.
Okay, Frank Allen, let me tell you how this would go down. First of all, he's neglecting the obvious fact that pirates are completely untrained. They're just a bunch of bad kids that didn't go to school and they're not good at anything, so they just hopped on a boat and stole stuff.
It's true.
Whereas ninjas are highly trained and skilled killers. So here's how I think it would go down. So, you got a drunk-ass pirate on the boat,
yeah.
And the ninja snaps his neck. The end.
That's only one pirate.
So?
And then the rest, like, they do that to all the pirates?
I really think it only takes one ninja to take out the whole ship.
They would just creep around and break every neck.
Well, like, maybe they could have, like, two ninjas for ease and convenience, but I think that a bunch of untrained, kids that steal stuff and party, like, they could easily be taken by a ninja, maybe two.
All right. Well, let me think really hard about this. There's been a lot of good arguments for both sides, but I gotta tell you, sneak attack trumps it, so I think ninjas are gonna win this.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Boogeyman.
Oh, that's okay. You'll see me tonight and every night after that.
You have made
forever.
A wise
that's
choice,
not fair.
Frank Allen.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
That's what I do.
You have made a wise choice, Frank Allen.
You were going to haunt me if I chose the other way?
Haunt? Don't be ridiculous. I can kill you by staring at you too hard.
I'll hire someone with a knife.
You wouldn't dare.
I'd dare. I have this guy named Kraltar I know. Anyway.
Kraltar. Interesting.
Well, sorry, Mr. Boogeyman. I guess, Mr. Ruxpin, I should say. You are going to have to go home. But, Giorgio, you have won. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're going to move on to the third round on your way to possibly becoming Debatiator of the Year. And, everybody, you can listen next week for the final of the second round, which is going to feature Bridget and a wild card of some sort. So we'll find out. It's a big surprise who it's going to be. Big mystery. Anyway, enjoy your rest of your life. And this is Frank Allen. Good night.